We reflect together in the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Giver of life. Amen. I'm sure you've seen those fair pay ads on the TV. The government's changing the industrial relations laws so that same job means same pay. The ad campaign is objecting to this for some reason. The worker who feels like he's been working the hardest says, it's not fair, he's lazy, should someone lazy get paid the same rate as me? It's not fair. I was the eldest in my family growing up, and I can remember the feeling that I had to fight all the freedom battles with my parents. I'd fight the battles and then my younger siblings would get the benefit with no effort whatsoever. And I well remember thinking, it's just not fair. Well, the parable of the workers in the vineyard, or I like to think the parable of the eccentric farmer, tells us an it's not fair story that's a bit like the TV ad. Jesus describes a hiring process on a vineyard. The fruit's ready to be picked, time is of the essence. Some workers are hired early, some at midday, some in the afternoon, and then some just before finishing time so the job gets done. And at the end of the day, when they line up for their pay, they found they're all paid the same, regardless of how long they'd worked. And the outcry was familiar. It's not fair. This is another of those parables that spell out the upside-down morality of God's kingdom. Like so many others of these, it begins, the kingdom of heaven is like. God is like. It's not trying to tell us about labour management or industrial relations, although there's nothing wrong with those laws. They protect and stop the exploitation of the vulnerable. We also don't know why the latecomers were still standing in the marketplace at the end of the day, but they needed work too. People are vulnerable. Unemployment is real and frightening. So often we define our lives by competition with other people and comparing ourselves to them. But in today's parable, we find that this is just simply not God's way. God doesn't operate by comparison or competition. God doesn't have hierarchies of belonging. That's not what God's fairness is about. God's desire is to bring all of us, you and me, with all our quirks and our issues, with all our gifts and our failings, bring us to wholeness, whatever it takes. But when we try to apply our ideas of economics or our ideas of fairness to God, then they're just far too narrow to contain God's loving generosity. This is a story about God's mathematics, God's economics. It goes beyond our sense of fairness. Rather than telling a story about us, this parable, as do so many others, tells us something important about God. So here's a lesson from the divine economy. God cares about everybody's welfare. God loves us all without any discrimination or hierarchy. God's only plan is that we become the best people we can be. And God will do whatever is needed to bring that kind of fairness about. And then we also read today part of the story of the Israelite journey through the wilderness. This story of a 40-year journey and all its consequences for the future of God's people winds its way through the book of Exodus. Now, I realise that there are many, many ways to interpret scripture. We can take a literary view and interpret how the stories are written, the various ways people have interpreted them and their cultural context. We can look at the historical and political contexts. And of course, all these things are important. They all open up our understanding. But we can also look at Scripture, and particularly the Old Testament, as an overarching picture of God's unending love and grace and forgiveness, even in the face of endless doubt and complaint, and a complete failure to get it. Let's not condemn these people for their failures. Worry, anxiety, where on earth is God questions. They are us and we are them. But we can also read these scriptures through a faith lens. Here we observe the grand sweep of people's struggle for faith in this merciful, loving, generous, gracious God, and see how they failed time and again to take this God into account in the everyday, to trust when things get tough. I totally get this struggle. I'm sure you get it too. We live it every day, don't we? We read of the faith heroes who, against all odds and some in terrifying circumstances, trusting that God would bring them through. Those who endured fire and sword by looking up in faith, and all those named in the heroes chapter in Hebrews 11. And sometimes it feels like they set the bar way too high for us ever to achieve. But when we read this story through a faith lens, then the saga of the children of Israel wandering for years and years in the wilderness seems to be the great anti-faith story. Faced with the struggle of the daily struggle of finding food and water and providing for their families, deep down they felt that this God, the one who'd rescued them from slavery in Egypt, the one who'd miraculously brought them across the Red Sea ahead of Pharaoh's armies, this God was now likely to abandon them. And so they shuffled along, looking at the ground and the problems, putting one foot in front of the other, complaining and grumbling. We have no bread. We've got no water. We're going to be left to die here. We should have stayed in Egypt. We'd be better off. God wasn't in the picture. They kept their eyes on the ground. All they could see was their next need, and all they could feel was their deep fear, rather than looking up to the God who'd rescued them and trusting that somehow their needs would be met. Poor Moses, trying to lead this people on their journey, he so often failed to get them to see things differently, to look up, not down. And the prayers that were answered were not just their basic needs. When they cried out, "We're sick of bread, we're sick of manna, we want meat," God provided them with meat, as well as the life-sustaining manna. We often see faith as either holding on by our fingernails in our darkest moments, or praying and expecting that God will do exactly what we ask, falling into fear and doubt when those answers don't come as we expect. Or we think this kind of faith, that faith heroes kind of faith, is a gift that others can have and not us, a bit like fairy dust that falls on some people and not on others. But faith is actually something quite different. Faith is about choosing to live every single day with the deep awareness that God is present. That this God is loving and merciful and desires the very best for us, whose fairness calls us to wholeness. And that all shall be well, all manner of things shall be well. This kind of faith is about looking up, not down at the problem. This God is not only present, but before us, behind us, surrounding us, within us. And all our needs are held in that context. Yes, even our life and our death. It doesn't mean that we don't bring our needs before God, but it's about understanding that if God is surrounding us and within us, if God is always desiring the very best for us, then we don't have to keep our eyes on the ground. We don't have to shuffle along thinking about our next need, but trust that we are held lovingly and unendingly from before we're born until our death, when we're birthed into that next reality where God is present. That's God's fairness in action. This is the God of the parable. This is the God who desires the best for us, to bring us to wholeness, and for whom our simple ideas of fairness and justice are a complete nonsense. The overriding theme of both this parable and the stories of faith in the Old Testament is grace. God's care for us is not about shrewd calculation. It's not about deserving. It's about extravagant love and grace that has no limits. This is God's economics. This is God's upside-down kingdom. This is God's economics where all our ideas of fairness are challenged, where there's no competition or comparison with other people, no hierarchy or status that matters. We are who we are, they who are who they are, and God is actually on the side of the poor and the weak and the vulnerable and those who have no voice. That's how God is, and that's how we need to be and how we need to live. Perhaps rather than spelling out a whole lot of impossible rules for living, these parables and stories over the past weeks keep showing us over and over again what God is like. And what we find is absolute love. At the heart of the universe is absolute love and unending mercy. In God there is always forgiveness. In God there is always grace. In God differences are sorted out. In God there are no grudges. In God everything is fair. It's all about amazing grace. The Lord be with you.